Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Rachel. How are you?
I'm good.
Awesome. This might be the first time we've had the
I was
internet
just gonna
do
say the
this.
same thing. I was like, wow, I
This
can hear you better than I've probably heard you all year.
is really exciting.
So talk about how things went for you today and maybe what conditions were like in Östersund.
Yeah, it was, man, it was really a fun atmosphere. They had lots of crowds. The Emil Iverson fan club really adopted the American girls, so that's been very fun. And yeah, it's such a cool course because there's so many swooping turns, and it's just I like to call it a thinking course. So you have courses like Ruka, for example, that it's like up, down, it's just like pretty straightforward. But then courses like this are really cool because there's so many transitions, there's so much finesse. You just have to really be present and in the moment. And I thought that makes it just such a fun course to ski. And so for me, I wasn't really sure what to expect. I've been really, really tired lately, and my body was sort of falling apart a few weeks ago. So I feel like I'm starting to feel more like myself. Definitely wasn't the race feelings of like a great race out there today, but it felt like a big step in the right direction. So I was happy with that.
And is there anything like between races, like what do to work on that as far as kind of making sure that your energy does come back and you start feeling better?
I mean, once you're racing, there's not much can do because the tour is just kind of like one event to the next. But this week, before the races started, I realized how tired I was. And so that's when I really backed down on training volume, really took just a lot more time off to try to, rest my body up a little bit, which helped a lot. So during the tour, I think the name of the game is always trying to figure out how to recover really well. So that might look different for different people, but for me, it's a lot of pushing the hydration, making sure you're eating enough, which is really hard because you just don't feel like it when you race really hard and then your tummy gets really upset and you have to figure out a way to get those calories in anyway. And then, just trying to figure out how to get off your feet, that sort of like eat, drink, dry clothes as soon as possible after the race.
And does that look different? Like, does it take kind of more intention during a tour versus a weekend where you just have two races?
I mean, I think it's always important, like race to race, but you can sort of get away with more in a normal weekend and in the tour, like stages, four, five, six is where it starts to creep back and get you if you haven't been diligent about finding a way to eat enough or finding a way to stay hydrated or finding a way to, get off your feet and find that mental recovery as well as physical recovery. I think the later stages are where it really shows up. At the start, you can sort of get through a normal race weekend with a lot of different strategies, but I think for a tour, it's important to figure out what your like ideal like resting scenario looks like.
What are you looking forward to most in this tour?
I think it's really cool that they are looking at a more sustainable green tour. I think like I really love, for example, that in the it's like a small thing, but in the start pen we have bag tags instead of this huge plastic bag that we use once and then they get thrown away. So they're like, bring your own backpack and just put a tag on it. I think like little things like that, and like all the athletes are riding the train between venues and they have a huge shuttle bus moving us between the hotel to the race instead of like 20 different cars going. So I think it's really cool that they're taking so many steps in the right direction and showing that it is possible. And if everyone buys in, then it's great because, all the athletes are riding the train. So it's not a disadvantage because it's slower. Everyone's doing it. So I think that's really cool. And I like that. And I think the 38K point to point is going to be really, really cool. It's different than what we normally get to do. It's the longest race the women ever get to do on the World Cup, so that's really fun. And I think anything with variety is really fun because we race a lot of 10Ks and sprints pretty much every weekend. And so getting a chance to shake it up and try something new is it's always really exciting, especially when you've been doing the World Cup for years and years.
Any thoughts on the rest of the team's performance today or just feelings heading in tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's so fun, first of all, to have such a big team here. We have 10 women, 5 men. Like, that is super cool. We've come really far as a nation, and I think it's really showing, and everyone's pumped and in a good place. And, and everyone is, you know, like we do every single weekend. You know, everyone gives it all they have every single day, every race. And that's really fun to see, you know, when you can see that people are clearly just given it. And it makes me really, really proud to be part of this team.
Awesome. Well, that was definitely by far the best quality audio we've recorded all season.
thank you so much. I will say I had my Bose headphones on. I tried to make it
good.
Nice for you.
Good, good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to do this.
No problem.
All right. We'll probably talk to you tomorrow.
Alrighty.
All right, bye.